Finally, for a lot of us, the New Year's holiday may be a memory, but more than a billion people in China and in Chinese communities across the world, they're ringing in the New Year today, and each year is named after one of 12 different animals.
Is it the year of the chicken?
Baby, may I say
no.
Is it the year of the dragon?
No.
No.
Is it the year of the pig?
This year, they celebrate a creature that's not highly revered everywhere. In San Francisco's Chinatown, the festivities couldn't get started soon enough. They had a pre-New Year celebration last weekend, kicking off the holiday with a ribbon-cutting ceremony, dancing, and live music. Freelance reporter Mina Kim heard this on the street.
One, two, three!
My name is Reverend Norman Fong, and I'm one of the folks that volunteer to co-MC this event every year. This year is kind of like the rat symbolizes clever people, okay? The rat somehow jumped on top of the ox, as the story goes, and as they were racing to the, and there was a contest between the animals, the emperor would honor a year in the order in which the animals finished the race. So the first year is the year of the rat, so I don't know, you want to celebrate clever people, or maybe it's just time to get smarter, everybody. So wise up. This is a good year to wise up, everyone.
My name is Chris Umminger. The lion dances, that's the main attraction, especially for the children. They really like that. My wife's from Hong Kong. So we come up here every year. My wife got her hair cut yesterday, and we're going to be going and cleaning the house, and we'll be having a cookout with some of the friends. My wife cooks a bunch of Chinese dishes, which I don't know all the names of.
My name is Vivian Lo. For the Chinese traditional, mostly Chinese Happy New Year, we will buy the good luck things, put it at home, like orange, and then put the flower. Some of the flower means more money come. And some of the flower means bring you health. Like a lan fa, that means good health. And some of them, like Chinese Happy New Year, the people, they like to put at home, put the red fei chun, the Chinese character. It means good luck, good health, prosperity, and I hope this year bring everybody good luck and peace.
That's what freelance reporter Mina Kim heard on the streets of Chinatown in San Francisco. And in honor of the new year, we wanted to share the sounds of some more contemporary Chinese music. This is the song Glory by the 12 Girls Band Shanghai. That's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.